This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden, in a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday, stressed the urgent need to conclude a Gaza ceasefire for hostages deal and pointed to upcoming Cairo talks as crucial, the White House said. Their call followed U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's whirlwind trip to the Middle East that ended on Tuesday without an agreement between Israel and Hamas militants on a truce in the Palestinian enclave. Negotiators who have struggled for months to conclude a ceasefire deal plan to meet in the coming days in Cairo. There were more strikes in Gaza on Wednesday. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports.
Israeli tank and drone strikes in Gaza have killed at least 17 people. That's according to hospital staff and Associated Press journalists who counted the bodies. The strikes happened in Deir al-Bala in central Gaza and Khan Yunis in the south. Lebanon's Hezbollah launched more than 50 rockets, hitting a number of private homes in the Israeli-annexed Golan Heights. Hezbollah said the attack was in response to an Israeli strike deep into Lebanon. The attacks came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with fellow mediators, Egypt and Qatar, as he pressed ahead with the latest diplomatic mission to secure a ceasefire in the war in Gaza. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday combat work continues in the Kursk region. Ukrainian forces made a lightning push into the region on August 6, seizing villages, taking hundreds of prisoners, and forcing the evacuations of tens of thousands of civilians. Russia was caught unprepared by the offensive and reportedly is drafting conscripts to repel some of Ukraine's most battle-hardened units. This is VOA News. Many rooms in Beirut hotels remain vacant in August, usually a summer month that attracts many tourists to the Lebanese capital. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
As fears of an all-out war grows between Hezbollah and Israel, the travel industry in the Lebanese capital has been feeling the impact. Hezbollah and the Israeli military have been locked in hostilities for the last 10 months, in parallel with the Gaza war between Israel and Palestinian militant group Hamas, which has spread to other fronts and prompted fears of an all-out Middle East conflict. International airlines have responded by suspending flights to the region or avoiding affected airspace. Lebanon State, hollowed out by a five-year economic crisis, had been struggling to provide basic services even before the current conflict began.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, has called for more international backing for Taiwan and a coordinated pushback against China's claims over the self-ruled democracy. Haley visited Taipei on Wednesday and called for Taiwan to become a full member of the U.N., even though it's been blocked by China from representation in international bodies. Four bodies were found on Wednesday aboard the sunken wreck of a yacht off the coast of Sicily, Italy, in the search of those missing, including British tech magnate Mike Lynch, sources close to the rescue operation said. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
CCTV footage captured the moment the luxury yacht anchored off the port of Porticello near Palermo capsized during a fierce storm on Monday. The video, obtained by Giornale di Sicilia, shows the lights of the ship's mast disappearing into the darkness. Experts have been at a loss to explain how a large luxury vessel, expected to have top-class fittings and safety features, could have sunk within minutes. As recounted by witnesses, to understand what might have happened, the Italian Coast Guard said it was using a remotely operated vehicle to inspect the seabed and take underwater pictures and videos. Another yacht anchored next to the Bazian was unharmed by the tempest.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. U.S. State of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, Kamala Harris's running mate in the 2024 White House race against Republican Donald Trump, will take the stage at the Democratic National Convention on Wednesday night in his first high-profile national address. Walz, who has been praised by Democrats for his support of Harris and other women, will talk about growing up on a farm, his family, and freedoms that Democrats say are under attack from Trump, who is making his third major party run for the White House. I'm Joe Ramsey.